Today I want to discuss the piyut menucha, that we did last week. Ma yedidut menucha teich. Ma yedidut menucha teich is, I think, the first piyut that we're learning that is mostly halachic. It's a piyut in praise of Shabbos, which includes many of the halachos of especially kavod and oneg Shabbos. We're not sure who wrote it. If you look in the beginning of the stanzas, it has mem mem nun ches hey mem, which if you take out the first or second stanza and take out the fifth stanza, spells Menachem. So it's clear that his name was Menachem. Why exactly there's a hey in the middle of Menachem? Nobody knows for sure. Is this the right order? And either way, what does it mean? We're not sure, but it seems clear that it's someone named Menachem, but we're not sure who it is. The rhyme scheme of this zemer is every stanza is A B A B C B C B, meaning the first half of lines 1 and 2 rhyme, the first half of lines 3 and 4 rhyme, and the end of 1, 2, 3, and 4 rhyme. So, for example, here Ma yedidot menucha teich at Shabbat Hamalka teich ka bechena rotz likra teich boi chala nesucha. Cha and ka, even though one has a dot, one doesn't, is considered to be rhyme by the Rishonim. And then, levush b'gdei chamudot l'hadlik ner b'vracha, batech al kol ha'avodot lo tasu melacha. So, menuchatech and nekartech, chamudot and avodot, but the ends all rhyme. And all the stanzas are the exact same rhyme scheme. Starts with ma yedidut menuchatech. Yedidut is friendship, or beloved, right? So, how beloved is your menucha? We're talking to Shabbos in the second person here. At clearly second person, Shabbat Hamalka, right? So, this idea of talking to Shabbos, like personifying Shabbos, right? As if like Shabbos was a person you could interact with. Probably comes from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Kuf Yud Tes, which talks about how they used to go out to greet Shabbos in the fields, right? As if Shabbos was like someone who was coming, an out of town guest. So here we actually talk to Shabbos. We say, "How beloved is your menucha, Shabbos? You are Shabbos Hamalka," because you say, "Let's go greet," right? Shabbos Malkasa, right? We call Shabbos a queen. Therefore, we run to greet you. So, going out to greet you is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, which says they go out to the fields, right, like they redid in Tzvat, and say Boi Chala, or say let's go greet the Shabbos Malkasa, the Queen Shabbos. Narutz l'kratech, we'll run to greet you. Well, you run to greet someone you're very eager to see, and it's probably also a remez to the idea we find in Bava Kamma and Halachas Nezikin. That normally if you're running in the street and you bump into someone, you're considered negligent in your chayiv, but on Erev Shabbos afternoon, right, it is a mitzvah to run to greet Shabbos. Boi chala nesucha, come kala nesucha. Kala is, because boi chala, we call Shabbos a bride, and nesucha is milashon nasich. Nasich is a prince. So kala nesucha is just the same idea as a malka, right, a princess bride, as it were. Because Shabbat is a princess and a queen, the same basic idea is royal. And this is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, is based on the Drashic idea that Shabbat is the bride of Knesset, of Am Yisrael, right? That Hashem created us and created Shabbat, and we're supposed to have this very intimate relationship with Shabbat. So here already, it's a different madrig of Shabbos before we introduce the halachot. Now we're about to introduce the halachot, and this is also a halacha. This is the halakha called Kabbalah Shabbat. Why do you say Kabbalah Shabbos? It's a kiyum of going out and greeting the Shabbos, which we find in this Gemara. But we also see that you're really supposed to have a love relationship with Shabbos, okay, in a different zemer, which we'll see if we have time to get through. That's developed even further. But here on a basic level, the idea of a personal relationship with Shabbos. Now we get into the halachas. Levush bigdei chamudot. You're supposed to wear bigdei chamudot, precious garments, desirable garments, right? Like lotachmod. So we find this lashon by Esav, right? That Yaakov took the bigdei. Rivka gave Yaakov the bigdei chamudot. that he had in the house, which in the which the Medrash there actually says they were very chashiv. The gadim that go all the way back to Adam Arishon. So this is a lashon of chashivas. We should wear special clothing. Hadlik ner b'vracha, light candles with a bracha. The bracha here is very important because if we know Tosfos and Maseches Chulin and other Rishonim bring down a machlokes. In the old days, it was very controversial whether to light candles with a bracha or not to light candles with a bracha. The Gemara in Chulin says that halakas ner Shabbos is a some things are mitzvah and lighting Shabbos candles is a chova. So that was a big machlokas. Chova maybe means it's not a mitzvah; it's just something you have to do, but you don't make a bracha. But we paskin, you should make a bracha. So here it's actually paskin a halachic machlokas rishonim, machlokas gaonim really, that you should make a bracha on Shabbos candles. Vatechel kol haavodot, all the work is finished. This lashon of vatechel kol haavodot is clearly coming from two places. Interestingly. Number one, from Kiddush, right? That Hashem finished his work. But also, the Lashem Atechol Kol Avodot is reminiscent to us of a Parsh Bekudev, Atechol Kol Avodat of the Mishkan, right? That and Shabbos has learned from the Mishkan. So Atechol Kol Avodat on the simple level is like Hashem finished all his work, we should finish all our work. Maybe on a deeper level, there's a remez that Shabbos is connected to the Mishkan, right? But we don't work on Shabbos, what we did in the Mishkan, which means that Shabbos helps transform, just like in the Mishkan, we built like a place for Hashem in the world. When we stop working on Shabbos, that transforms all of our work into really the Shema, building a place for Hashem, building a Mishkan, a place for Hashem, Shechina in the world. Also, on a more halachic or at least psychological level, Chazal darshan sheishes yom tam of tavo v'yasisa kol melachtecha. You should do all your work in 6 days. What does it mean? Do all your work in 6 days? Like you do whatever you get to. No, that when even though during the week you might feel like I have a lot more work to do, I'm not finished yet. When Shabbos comes, you should feel like you finished all your work. So maybe that's also part of this. You finished all the work, not just like you stopped doing the work. Just like Hashem b'ris olam, Hitaka finished his job and rested by Yom HaShvi because he's finished, he accomplished his task. He could rest and feel satisfied that he did what he had to be done and he wasn't pressured anymore. Likewise, on Shabbos, we should feel like all our work is done and not pressured and not like we have more to do after Shabbos. We should forget all our work. Lo tasu melacha, not to do any work on Shabbos. And then the refrain is, Lehita neg v'tanugim barbarum eslav v'dagim. The refrain is just one rhyme. Here, unlike the other mirrors, the refrain doesn't rhyme with the stanzas. It's just a separate rhyme. Letaneg v'tanugim, we have to, letaneg v'tanugim is the same root word, right? We have to enjoy enjoyable things. And some of the things they used to eat in the old days, some of them we still eat nowadays, some of them less so. Barbarim means swans, or, you know, it's hard to tell. Sometimes people use this word lavdafka, but obviously some sort of waterfowl. Barbarim, uslav, and quail. Vidagim. And fish. Okay, still, I think nowadays, at least in the circles I travel in, barbarim and slav, people aren't so makbid on. They eat other kinds of fowl. But again, many people are very makbid to eat fish. These are all like enjoyable things that we eat on Shabbos for Onig Shabbos. And here also, it's interesting, in the refrain, we focus out of all the halachas, because all the halachas of Shabbos are going to be here, not the lamites halachas, but like all the mitzvahs that say of Shabbos as a general rule, or the inyanim of covered Shabbos, but the sanei b'tanu gimbar rum slagadin, like enjoying the physical things of Shabbos is going to be the refrain, because I think the main theme of this is how enjoyable Shabbos is, right? It's like all these things are to make Shabbos an enjoyable experience, or to make Shabbos a positive experience, which ties into Mayedidut Menuchateich, right? The main point is how much we love Shabbos. And all the things that we're discussing here are to help us love Shabbos. We light the candles, we wear special clothing, this all helps us enjoy and love the Shabbos. Second stanza says, May Erev Masminim, from the day before, we prepare, Lazmin is to prepare, komine matamim, all kinds of matamim from tam, tasty foods. And this idea of preparing from the day before is repeated again. Miba'odyo muchanim, from while it's still daytime, meaning from Friday, it's already prepared. Tarnigolim futamim. Fattened chickens, right? Which are very good food. Okay, we still eat chickens. I think they fatten them nowadays in the farms or factories or whatever they are. So we prepare our chicken beforehand. So the idea of me'erev mazminim and mivod yom muchanim is on the one hand sort of obvious. You have to prepare beforehand because you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. But it's also like a kiyum of covered Shabbos. It's not just like technically, well, we have to have food to eat and you can't cook on Shabbos, so nevach, you have to cook it before Shabbos. There's an inyan that an erev Shabbos, it's covered Shabbos to prepare beforehand. It might even be some idea of this d'oraisa, chazal darshan, that v'hayab ayom hashishi v'hichinus hashiravil, why v'hayab ayom hashishi? Like, it was on Friday. Like all of a sudden it was Friday and you have to prepare. Chazal darshan here, that you have to get up early on Friday and get an early start in preparing covered Shabbos, and it may be that even midoraisa, there's some idea that Friday has to be a day that like is set aside by Hashem for preparing for Shabbos, and that's also obviously how we show how much we love Shabbos by preparing for it beforehand. Then we continue with Larach Bo Kama Minim, and we set up on Shabbos many Kama Minim, many different types of food. Shetot Yenot Mevusamim, we drink wine that is mevusamim, that is very tasty, right? And maybe in the old days, many people actually put besamim in their wine. I mean, some that are good for smelling, some that are good for eating. They would spice their wine. Spiced wine was a delicacy in the old days. So it means very tasty wine. V'tafnu kei ma'adanim. Tafnu kei ma'adanim is also like two words that are similar. Tafnu kei, like mifunak nowadays, can mean like spoiled, but it means more like luxury, right? A luxurious types of ma'adanim is also luxury. So luxurious types of foods, b'chol shalosh panim, all three sudas of Shabbos. So here we have the din of A, that we have to prepare before Shabbos, B, that we have to have special food for Shabbos, and C, that we have to have shalosh sudas on Shabbos. The rhyme scheme here, coincidentally, happens to be the same in the first two lines and the last two lines. Doesn't have to be. It's like A, B, A, B, C, B, C, D. Here the A and C happen to be the same, and they're allowed to be the same, and that's why it's mazmi nim, matamim, nim, mim. Muchanim mefutamim, nim mim, minim mevusamim, nim mim, and ma'adanim pa'amim. So here it happens to be the first half of each line starts with nim, and the second half starts with mim. The third line, third stand says, Nachlas Yaakov Yirash. Here, the third and the third, fourth, and fifth stanzas are going to focus on the Pesukim in Yeshaya that we read in the Haftorah of Yom Kippur, which talks about how important it is to be Mechabit Shabbos, to honor Shabbos, and the reward for it. One thing that says is, what will happen if you reward Shabbos, right? V'chibatome asot rechecha metzochef tzecha v'daber davar. If you respect Shabbos and you don't do distracting things on Shabbos that we'll get to, right? What will happen? Oz tiganagel Hashem v'kavticha mosi eretz v'hachalticha nachas lachlas Yaakov avicha. Hashem says He will give us, He will feed us, meaning give us the nachla, the inheritance of Yaakov. He'll give us the inheritance He promised to Yaakov, and that's nachlas Yaakov Yirash, right? Whoever, who is this talking about? Yirash means the person who keeps Shabbos, the person who, or better yet, the person who honors Shabbos, because that's what it's really talking about. The person who honors Shabbos will inherit the Nachla of Yaakov, meaning Eretz Yisrael, but not just Eretz Yisrael, because the next line says, Belimitzarim Nachla, a Nachla without boundaries, right? That's based on the drush of Chazal, and the Gemara, Darshan. Why does Hashem say, if you keep Shabbos, I'll give you Nachla's Yaakov Avicha? Why not Avram Avicha? Why not Yitzchak Avicha? Weren't they all promised the same thing? And the answer is no. Avram was promised, Hashem says, Emkilcha Ulazaracha, Atenas Kolar, no. He says, Hashem says to Avram, "Kias kol ha'aretz jaratora elochatinenu." All the land that you see. I mean, how much could Avram see? He was a human being, right? Maybe the land of Israel, more or less. You know, let's call it more or less the land of Israel, right? Even that's hard to see at once. So he promised him that country. We saw Hashem says Avinu. He says, "Kilachol zarachatinus kol ha'aretz osael ve'akimos sheshuah shenishbat Avram v'ichal." I'll give you these lands, right? Israel. But to Yaakov, Hashem says, "Ufaratz the yam of a kima v'tzavon of a negba." Right? You'll go in all four directions, meaning you'll expand in all four directions of the globe. So therefore, to Avram, yes, Hashem gave a limited bracha. But to Yaakov, Hashem gave an unlimited bracha, and that's b'limitzarim without boundaries, a nachla without boundaries, meaning, right, as much as he wants. And that's why it says in Yeshaya, Chazal tell us, that's why Yeshaya promised us, V'achalticho nachlas Yaakov avicha, because if you keep Shabbos, you get not only Avram Yitzchak, but even Yaakov, you get an unlimited nachla, an unlimited portion. And on some deeper level, Bali Drash explained that Davkin is chus of Shabbos. Why Davkin is chus of Shabbos? You get this unlimited nachla. Why not is chus of Kol Tarkula? Because in a certain sense, in a certain paradoxical sense, all the days of work are limited. Right? They're limited because, you know, what you do is limited to the power you have to do. Hashem created the world. The world is limited. Right? The world has a boundary in 6 days. On Shabbos, which is the day of Me'ein Olam Haba, which is the day of withdrawal from doing. We're not trying to create anything. If you're not trying to create anything, you're just trying to enjoy the presence of Hashem. That's unlimited. It's sort of paradoxical, but maybe psychological and perhaps even philosophically or mystically insightful. When you're trying to do things, you're very limited. When you're actually just sort of sameach b'chelko and sitting back, and that's the only way to get unlimited good. As long as you're working to make money, you're limited by how much money you can make. Once you just enjoy what you have and stop caring about how much money you make, then you have unlimited bounty. Then you're infinitely rich. The only way to be infinitely rich is to stop trying to make money. And that's ultimately, on a simple level, you know, maybe what's behind this medrash, that you get an unlimited boundary on Shabbos, which is not about trying to amass wealth and create things and make money, but just about appreciating the essence of being with Hashem, the essence of existence, and Sameach B'chelko. B'chabdu Asher V'Rash, a rich and poor person should honor Shabbos, meaning however rich or poor you are, the Gemara talks about. Even a poor person has to honor Shabbos with one extra dish, and obviously a rich person has to honor Shabbos in accordance with how much he can afford. V'tizku l'gula, and you'll get the ge'ula. You'll be zocheh, you'll merit the ge'ula. That's based on the same Sukkim Yishaya, that it says, you'll get the ge'ula. What is v'hachal tichal Yaakov? Not that means we'll get the ge'ula in the z'chus of Shabbos. Yom Shabbatim tishmoru, if you keep the day of Shabbos, v'yitem li segula, you will be a segula, you'll be a treasure for me, Hashem says. You'll be my treasured nation if you keep the day of Shabbos. This also, if you read it straight, v'tizku l'gula yom Shabbatim tishmoru, clearly, if we keep Shabbos, it leads to ge'ula. That's based on another medrash Chazal make from the Haftorah, the fast of the Tainis. Right? It says, right, Asher Yishmu Shabbos Sosai, etc., Vaviyosim Har Kachi, etc., we'll get the ge'ula if we keep Shabbos. But here also, Yom Shabbat and Tishmoru, if we keep Shabbos, will be Hashem's ge'ula. Now, where does this lashon come from? V'yisam li ge'ula. Sound familiar to anyone? Parshas Yisro, Maimon Har Sinai, right? It really says there, if you keep the Torah, right, then you'll be school, you'll be my treasure from all the nations if you keep the Torah. Here, the Paitan is giving a bit of a taich, an interpretation. The Pasuk says, if you keep the Torah, you'll be my school, Hashem says. Here we say, if you keep Shabbos, you'll be my school. Why? The stomach, he's thinking of Chazal, says, if you keep Shabbos, like keeping Kol Tarkula, someone who doesn't keep Shabbos is unfortunately like violating Kol Tarkula. So he says, what's the Iker bris with Hashem on Har Sinai? The Iker is Shabbos, right? Shabbos really represents Kol Tarkula, someone who keeps Shabbos, that's really the key to Kol Tarkula. So if we keep Shabbos, then it's like we're keeping the whole Torah and we're Hashem's special nation. Sheshet Yom Tavodu, 6 days you should work. Uvashvi Nagila. And on the seventh day, you should rejoice. Here also, it's interesting, not just 6 days you should work, on the seventh day you should rest, which is what we might expect, although he couldn't say that because it wouldn't rhyme. But right, remember the rhyme scheme is Yirush Nachala, Ashir Varush Geula, Rush and La. And then the second lines are in Tishmoru V'yisem L'Segula Ta'avodu V'ashvi Nagila. Here, he's compromising a little. Tishmoru and Ta'avodu one is ru and one is do, but the ratio and the dalet, if you roll your ratios properly. Yes?
Actually,
we couldn't hear so here. Okay, if you have the girsa techabdu, okay, you have to see whether maybe that's the right girsa. If it says Yom Shabbat im techabdu, then clearly it rhymes well with tavodu. Okay, Mistama, they have a mucker for that. Maybe that's the right girsa. Then it rhymes very well. Uvashvi Nagil, on the seventh day we should rejoice, meaning Shabbos is not just a day of resting and not working. That's the theme here. Shabbos is really a day of rejoicing, of feeling a certain spiritual elevation. And I think sort of the theme here is clearly that Shabbos is not just, you know, Mayedidut. Shabbos is not just restriction. Shabbos is not just a day when you're not allowed to do things. It's not just a day where there are laws that apply. It's not just a day when you have to, like, remember who created the heavens and earth. it's really trying to create a certain spiritual experience, which we're going to see culminates in the last stanza here of the idea of Me'ein Olam Haba. But if you honor and keep Shabbos properly, then what it does is it doesn't just make the mitzvah and avoid aveiros, but it really creates a experience of spiritual elevation and a feeling of unlimitedness and a feeling of oneg and a feeling of love, and here Nagila, and really creates a very special experience, which I think is the main theme of this Zemer. Okay, the real a lot of halachos come in the next stanza as well, but we'll have to pick up with that Amir Tzashem next week. I've never seen that. I looked at a lot of...